exaltation of the Holy Cross. I probably have 1,000 drawings of crosses given me by children over the years. We have crucifixes in our homes and around our necks. Why? Because when we see the cross, when we see Christ on the cross, we see atonement for our sins, we see victory over death, and most importantly, we see Christ's sacrificial love. When we look at the cross, when we look at Christ on the cross, we see how he loves us. We see how Jesus transformed the world's greatest instrument of violence, and he turned it into a symbol of hope, salvation, and life. The cross, when we look at it, it tells us violence is never the last word. Love is. Death is never the last word. Life is. This has been a difficult week, one which reminds us, one has reminded us potently of how much we need the cross and its message. We remembered 9/11 just a few days ago on its anniversary, that day that was marked by hatred and destruction. And yet, when we think back to it, what remains forefront in our memory are stories of sacrifice, courage, and love. We think of the firefighters who ran into burning buildings. We think of Father Michael Judge, who was the first identified casualty of that horrific event, who was ministering to the people in the rubble when a piece of debris fell upon him. We think of the ordinary people who chose courage that day and the many, many days after it. The cross says, violence does not have the last word, love does. That was 24 years ago, but the world is still in shambles today. This past week we had yet another school shooting. We have wars and wars and wars, and we have attacks on political figures. In 2025 alone, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were fatally shot. The New Mexico Republican Party headquarters were set on fire, as was the Democratic Pennsylvania governor's house. It's just so much. And then this week we had the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk. I am not sure if you all agreed with everything he said or how he said it or all his politics. But all that aside, as a faithful Catholic, I support whenever anyone uses his or her platform to promote the importance and sanctity of marriage, family life, and children, especially the unborn, to teach the importance of personal responsibility and duty and love of country and even more love of God. But today, I'm thinking about Charlie's call for thoughtful dialogue over division. He said, when people stop talking, violence follows, because you start to think the other side is so evil that they have lost their humanity. You know, on the seal of the U.S., there is a Latin phrase, e pluribus unum, literally meaning, out of many, one. We are one. In John 17:21, Jesus prayed the same thing, ut unum sint, that they may be one. We have to stay together as a church, as individual families, and as a country. I watched a video of Father Mike Schmitz this past week, and he was reflecting on the events of the week, and he said, this week has been a painful one, but we cannot allow it to harden our hearts. I think he's spot on. We can't let hatred into our hearts because it will find a home there and it will do horrific things. And not only that, there is already so much hate in the world. Woe to us if we add even an ounce more. You know, on 9/11, a few days ago, in the gospel reading, it was from Luke chapter 6 in the Mass, and it said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you." What if we engaged in respect and in love with people we disagree with, instead of watching endless YouTube videos that incite hatred in us and which prompt us to demonize others? What if we spent more time with our families and less time taking in things, all the junk on the internet that only frustrates and enrages us? What if we forgave people who have hurt us instead of nursing grudges and allowing hatred to grow in our hearts? Mother Angelica, she said it best. She said, "You cannot go to heaven with hatred in your heart, because there is only love there. So if you have hatred in your heart," she said, "get rid of it now and have a new freedom, a new life. If there's someone in your life who you can't stand, who you gossip about, and who you resent viciously and perhaps even violently in your mind, go to Jesus and forgive that person. It doesn't mean it's fine and dandy, whatever they did to you. It means they owed you something, maybe money, maybe respect, maybe faithfulness, and they didn't give it to you. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It is setting aside a debt. You can forgive them, and you must forgive them. Jesus Christ commands us to forgive, and he forbids us to judge and condemn." On his cross, that cross which reached up to heaven and which reached down to the hells of our own making, and which reached all around the world, Jesus, on that cross which we celebrate today, he did not strike back. He let violence spend itself as his executioners nailed him to the cross. He lovingly prayed as he suffered on that cross. He prayed for mercy and he gave himself away. And when violence had done its worst, love remained. And love remains even now. And now love will pour himself out onto this altar, and we will receive him. And pray God we get out of the way and let his love pour out of us, through us, into this world which needs it so badly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.